From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and your answers this hour to anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We're starting off today. Oh, by the way, it is Friday, the 21st of August. And we're doing the show live, taking your questions and answers live today, 800-933-5372. A couple from the end of the hour last week and a couple of new ones. Karen in Hearst writes, there are strobe lights on a very tall tower at Raider and Trinity Boulevard in Euless next to the Tarrant County Water Treatment, Water Treatment Plant. What is this tower and when did these lights get turned on? Karen says these annoying lights get turned on. Anybody know what's the deal with the tall tower at Raider and Trinity in Euless next to the Tarrant County Water Treatment Plant? Don emails, with all this news about new Parkland opening, what's going to happen to the old building? I think they're going to continue to use it. Someone who's listening will know the answer to that and will give us a call at 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email from John, anything at kera.org. John says, my wife and I saw Fly 2 years ago, the Dallas adaptation of Peter Pan. John says it was fantastic, but we forgot to buy the soundtrack. We thought it would go on tour and it would be available online at some point. Does anyone know if there are still plans for the play and where we might be able to purchase the soundtrack? John says he'd like to get it as an anniversary gift. Hopefully your wife's not listening, John. Or maybe she is. we'll see if somebody has some suggestions for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Got this near the end of the hour last week. I don't know that we got an answer. It's from Sonali in Plano, who writes, I recently planted a gardenia plant from Kroger. It's not doing well. Initially, the leaves started turning yellow. Sonali says, I Googled about this, followed suggestions to add some acidic fertilizer, but nothing changed. Sonali says, I replanted the plant in a more sunny spot at the corner of my yard, but it's drying up and doing worse. I normally don't have problems with plants except the rabbits eating them, but this one is giving me a hard time. Anybody know what Sonali and Plano can do to salvage that gardenia? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's start on the phone today with Rhonda in Plano. Hello, Rhonda.
Yes, hi. I've got a mystery question.
Okay.
Earlier this week, I was at home and charging my cell phone in another room. My home phone, a landline, rang with my name and phone number, my name and the caller ID to our home phone. So I answered it intrigued, and it was an open line, but no one said anything. And so I'm trying to understand what was that all about? How could that have happened?
Was it calling from your cell phone?
No, my cell phone showed no, it was in a different room,
uh-huh.
And my cell phone showed no outgoing call to my home number.
But the caller ID on your home number was your cell phone number.
Oh, no, it was my home phone.
Oh, it was,
number.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've asked several people, including my husband, who is kind of technical, but no one seems to have an explanation as to what that was or who it was.
All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372, if you can help Rhonda out or any of these other folks who've asked questions today. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Christy in Carrollton, who asks, does not turning the AC off in your car before turning off the car really cause damage? And if so, what kind of damage? So does not turning off the AC in your car before turning off the car really cause damage? That's what Christy's asking. I think the question is, do you want to turn off the AC before you turn off your car, or maybe more importantly, before you start your car, so that the car is going, you know, before you turn on the compressor? Somebody will know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Question we had last week about the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and what additional powers he or she, maybe down the road, might have. And Jacob in Plano says, I'd like to address the question about the Chief Justice's role in relation to the other justices. The Chief Justice gets first dibs at filing the docket of cases for the upcoming court year. So often they get to decide what issues are examined in a given year. So that's the answer we got so far. It's a good question, probably worth some discussion. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I've got maybe a partial answer to the question about the Peter Pan show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where music can be gotten, but in November of this year, there's a brand new version called Peter Pan 360. And down by the Meyerson area, they're going to set up this huge tent, about 100 foot tall, that has 1,500 seats in it. And they do Peter Pan with all the characters flying, and it's projected in the round. That's going to be in November of this year. It's in just finishing up in Tyson's Corner, and then it goes to Houston.
Okay. Well, thanks, David. Appreciate that.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's go next to Sherry calling from North Richland Hills. Hey, Sherry.
Hi.
Hey there.
I heard on the radio just a minute ago, this lady was having problems understanding caller ID or something about her home phone number coming up on a number when she knew that phone number wasn't calling her.
Right.
It's called spoofcard.com. You can call anybody from any number. I could call you. If I knew your mother's home phone number, I could punch that in, call you, and the caller ID would show that your mom is calling, but it would actually be someone else. So spoofcard.com is a way where somebody may have just tricked her.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Sherry.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's get another one on this from Stephen in Arlington. Stephen, does that sound, was that what you were going to talk about?
Yeah, but you don't necessarily need to go to a website. And I seriously thought it was somebody playing a trick. It's certainly somebody spoofing. Anybody with control of a phone system, a PBX, can dial in any EID number, and that's what we're talking about, a caller ID number. They can put in any number they want to. So chances are very good that it was somebody trying to validate whether or not a landline was in use. It was probably a business trying to do it for some sort of marketing, but it is spoofing, and it's very easy to do it. Anybody can do that with if they've got control of a PBX system. So that's
it. Okie-doke. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Deanna has done. Deanna says, the high wires at Hillcrest just south of Plano Parkway have red balls on them. What are those red round balls for? Those are warning balls for crop dusters or for low-flying aircraft. Because I think that there probably were, may still be. I know the Dallas North Tollway, there's still a few farm fields along the tollway route there. But there used to be lots and lots and lots of farms up in Plano and the northern burbs area. And so that's what I think those were for. They might also be on there as counterweights to keep the power lines from moving a whole lot in high wind, which I think is an answer we've had before. But that's the best I got for you, Deanna. We'll see if somebody else wants to weigh in on that. 800-933-5372 or email anything at kera.org or tweet me like Deanna did at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Shelley in Dallas is wondering if delivery trucks and moving vans have carte blanche to block lanes on streets when picking up or dropping off deliveries. It seems every morning on my way to work, she writes, one of these big trucks is blocking a lane on a busy street. Shelley says, I understand some businesses don't have designated driveways, but this really affects people's commutes. Is there an ordinance against this? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next on the phones is Edgar in Hearst. Hello, Edgar.
Hey, Jeff, I'm calling in about the gardenium.
Uh-huh.
More than likely, she did the opposite of what she should have done. Gardenias in general are a shade plant, but that shade is throughout the, throughout the country with our heat and sun, it probably needs even more shade than she could imagine. What she should probably do is transplant it to somewhere where it is, like, on the east side of a building and really only gets a few hours of morning sunlight,
mm-hmm.
or dappled, and more than likely, if it's anywhere in the DFW area, she probably doesn't have the best drainage for her soil, so she probably needs to amend it with compost just to help it along.
Very good. Edgar, thanks for calling.
No problem. Right. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tinny in Dallas. Hello, Tinny.
Hi. How are you today?
Doing well.
Awesome. I was calling to give an answer about the air conditioning in the car being damaged if you shut the vehicle off before. And that's, I cannot think of a reason why I'm sitting here with a fellow automotive technology instructor. The AC compressor is spun around by the engine. When you shut the engine off, it stops spinning. No damage is done. There shouldn't be any reason why it would cause any damage whatsoever.
What about the thing about, so you've turned off the car before you start the car, should you switch it off and then have the car running before you turn it on? Is there something about...
What's going to happen is when you start your car, there's a clutch that will engage or disengage the compressor from the engine. And when you first start up the car, that clutch will be disengaged. And once the air conditioning system determines that there's a demand for the compressor to kick on, the clutch will then engage and connect the engine to the compressor.
Okay. While you're on the phone here, because we got an email about this from Gary in Denton, who says it's not so much if the AC is on when shut down than the boot up, as it draws more power from the battery and shortens the battery's life. He says, but this is classic info. So I wonder if perhaps the battery might, last longer if you don't, at least according to Gary. So.
Still, the clutch should be disengaged upon startup, and that, the battery shouldn't have any additional draw on it.
Very good. Hey, thanks.
Not that I can. All right.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Line open, 800-933-5372. Sounds like we had a committee there answering that one. Appreciate that, fellas. Up next, let's talk to Damon calling from Dallas. Hello, Damon.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing well.
I have an answer about the phone spoof.
Yeah.
I heard a bit at the end of that. I didn't catch it all, but some of it could be someone testing a line from the phone company. They call to test different lines to make sure they got the right one. My suggestion would be to call the phone company and find out who's doing it and for what reason, if she wants a definitive answer.
Very good. Thanks, Damon.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And you can tweet me as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's what Robert did. And Robert says, I've always heard that the balls on the power lines are for helicopters near hospitals. Makes perfect sense. And I don't know if that address, Hillcrest, just south of Plano Parkway. Well, during the break, maybe I'll look at the map and see. I always think crop, maybe I'm a little old school and I just think crop dusters, right? Doesn't everybody just think crop dusters? 800-933-5372. Maybe not. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Stay with us, though. More of your questions, your answers, coming up in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. With your questions and answers, you can call us. You can also email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hey, I looked it up on the map here, and Hillcrest turns into Ohio before it hits Plano Parkway. However, there are a couple of hospitals right there, Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, the Heart Hospital at Baylor, Plano are both there. So sounds like Robert's tweet is dead on. So thanks very much for that, Robert. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Luann in Dallas. Hello, Luann.
Hello. I just thought I would give you some authority figures for your question on the air conditioning and what it does to a car.
Okay.
Because we listen to Click and Clack all the time. And this question came in to them, and their answer was that it did no harm to any part of the car if you left your air conditioner on when you were turning off your car or had it turned on already when you were starting your car.
Very good. I think we solved that one. Thanks, Luann.
You're welcome.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Sam in Duncanville. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Jeff. In today's technical and legal world, mm-hmm. why are Dallas County taxes, when you're making a check to pay taxes for automobile or property, why do they request that the check be made out to an individual person, being the Dallas County Treasurer at the time, but the checks requested to be made out to an individual's name? How can that be etiquette in today's legal world that the checks are not to be made out to Dallas County Tax Office?
Yeah, they're made out to the tax assessor slash collector, whoever the elected official is in the county tax office. And I don't know, I'm assuming that that's a statewide thing, but yeah. It's a good question, and I don't know that we've had it before, so we'll see if somebody knows the why.
It just seems odd it would be made out to an individual's name on there rather than a legal tax office or something like that. And collector, I'm sure, covers that.
Right.
It seems odd there is an individual's name connected to that legal check.
Right, unless constitutionally there's some requirement that that individual pay the state for the county's share of whatever the road, the state's charge to the county for road maintenance, repair, et cetera. I don't know. And we'll see if somebody knows.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Edward says, on the landline caller ID question, there have been telephone solicitors who will capture someone's caller ID and substitute it when they call individuals while attempting to call and sell their products and services. This happened to me last month. I had over 10 callbacks from people who had been called and their telephone displaying my caller ID. I spoke to the individual whose service was being sold, and he told me that he engaged a company to perform telephone solicitations in the McKinney-Greenville area. Edward says, I contacted the telephone company, and they changed my number without charge. So another one on that. This is from Gabriella, who says, I started running the new Lake Highlands Trail at Ferndale, and I think it needs trees. The trail was just opened last October. Is there some group I can get involved with to assist in an effort to get trees planted there? Anybody know how to do that? And let's see. Here's one more before we go back to the phones. This is from Harry and Prosper, who says, I've been told that we should drain our home water heater to clear out buildups of stuff on the bottom near the coils. My heater is 12 years old, has never had this done. Harry says, I worry about this because I've had several friends have had maintenance done on their car radiators, and they started leaking after doing it. He says, I know the two are completely different, but don't want to cause the home water heater to fail because I made a sudden disturbance to it, considering that it's so old. So I think Gary's question is, are you supposed to periodically drain your water heater? And if so, if he's waited 12 years to do it, should he even bother, or is there a risk that it will begin to leak? Well, he's asked. You answer. 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone to Melinda in Louisville. Hello, Melinda.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I'm a retired government teacher, and one of the very important jobs that the Chief Justice has is to assign the opinion to someone to write. So if it's a really great case, he will assign it, or hopefully one day she will assign it to herself, so that when we look back on, say, the healthcare mm-hmm. ruling or Brown versus Board, then we'll know, oh, that Chief Justice did a great job. So the majority, the minority opinion, if there's going to be a concurring opinion, any of those are assigned by the Chief Justice.
So there's a lot that goes into that, because the Chief Justice has to think about who's going to be, who kind of represents the opinion, right? I guess it's based on what happened during arguments or during deliberations.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll vote, and so how the vote comes down, if there's a minority, let's say that five vote for, four vote against the minority, he will pick one of those people in the minority to write the minority opinion. And that's the one you really want to study, because often minority will become the majority one day, like in the Plessy versus Ferguson case or other cases that have been overturned. You look back and go, wow, we should have listened then.
Very good. Well, hey, Melinda, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Paul calling from Dallas. Hello, Paul.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I got two answers for you. One, are the orange balls are basically power lines for helipads.
Right.
So helicopter pilots, when they're landing, they can visually see that there are power lines around the landing site.
Very
and
good.
The other one is on the water heater.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens I do building maintenance. And, yeah, the 12 years is a pretty long time. For, like, industrial ones, some people call them boilers, but they are really just large-capacity water heaters, like for commercial sizes.
Right.
They're like 200 or 300 gallons, and they have these cathodes that we take out every once in a while, maybe yearly or so, and change out and drain, you know, those huge capacity. You have, like I said, 300 or 500. But other than that, 12 years, yeah, I think it's past its prime, and it'll probably be, it just would do more damage than good.
Yeah, so basically keep an eye on it, don't service it, and be ready to replace it.
Yeah. I would definitely go tankless if I were him. I think that's what Europe, people think that in the United States, they've, you know, it's a new deal, but they've been around for years, since the 60s in the UK, and they actually save money and obviously less space.
Great. Thanks for calling, Paul.
Not a problem.
Right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Cheryl in Dallas. Hello, Cheryl. Cheryl,
Hello?
Are you there? Yeah, go right ahead, please.
I was always told that the orange balls on the power line were for, that there were tension springs in there to keep the lines from sagging.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's
all I know.
Thanks so much. Let's
thanks.
Get
Bye.
One more on this from Chris calling from North Dallas. Hey, Chris.
Hey. I just wanted to agree with the previous caller, the one, anyway. It's there for any kind of low-flying aircraft,
right.
Whether you're landing or taking off or flying over. You'll find them in rural areas where helicopters fly. So that's what they're for. It's simply just for low-flying aircraft.
Just to see it. Just so
you
see it.
The power
yep.
lines.
Great.
It's
hey, thank
like a red light on top of a cell tower.
Exactly. Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Sure.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, and you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. For the record, Kyle also tweeted me and said, aerial marker balls, which is capitalized, so I'm assuming that that's the proper name, help save lives. He says, aerial marker balls help save lives and protect expensive infrastructure by making lines, power lines, more visible to low-flying aircraft. Mike tweeted me and says, the humidity in our house is running in the low 70% range. We have central air. What should it be, and how do we lower it, Mike asks. Well, let's see. In the email inbox, anything at kera.org, we got an email from Bree in Carrollton. Bree says, I work with home, health, and hospice patients and often have family members that want to dispose of open or unopened incontinence supplies and medical devices. Do you know of any organization that accepts usable incontinence supplies and open or unused devices? Bree, actually, we do. There's we've heard on this show before about an organization called Durable Medical Exchange of Dallas. And they are Durable Medical Equipment Exchange of Dallas, DME for short, Exchange of Dallas. And you can find them if you just, you know, if you just Google that, but you can find them at DFWDME Exchange, DFWDMEExchange.org. And they collect, restore, distribute idle medical equipment. You can donate. That's what they're there for. So you can find them online. And thanks for reaching out to us. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Of course, if you out there listening have other suggestions too of where to donate those kinds of supplies or equipment, let us know. Let's go back to the phone. Speaking of medical, let's talk to Richard in Dallas. Hey, Richard.
Hello. I've got a friend that goes to Parkland quite often, mm-hmm. and he told me that they were going to make a cancer treatment center out of it.
Out of the old hospital.
That's what he said. He didn't know for sure, but mm-hmm. Another patient that he was talking to said told him that.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yes.
Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372. Let's talk with Steve in Dallas. Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm actually driving through Dallas,
okay.
San Antonio, but I'm a licensed master plumber. A 12-year-old water heater, yeah, the drain valve is probably going to drip a little bit afterwards,
mm-hmm.
but it will definitely add life to the water heater if you flush it. You don't want to drain it all the way down. Just hook a garden hose up, keep the water onto the water heater, allow the city pressure to, you know, push the stuff out. It'll form an aspirator at the bottom. The drain valve being open, there's a tube on the cold side of the water heater that allows cold water to go to the bottom of it, and that'll form an aspirator and blow all that junk out of garden hose. Do that twice a year, you'll double the life of the water heater. I'm sure the plumbing union is going to hate me saying that, but it really does help. And you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy a 50-cent drain valve cap to put on the darn thing if it drips a little bit.
Okay.
It's a plastic drain. It's going to drip for sure.
Okay.
Brass works a little bit better. But, yeah, definitely. 12 years old, it'll definitely help that water heater out.
Thanks, Steve.
But don't drain it. Just flush it.
Okay. Very good. Man. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Let's see. We got another answer on this from Michael calling from Garland. Hello, Michael.
Oh, the master plumber. Answer the question. I couldn't concur more. You'll see minerals and other things come out of the water heater. And also, I'm a pilot, and those balls, like the other caller said, they're for visibility of the power lines.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Annette in Arlington asked, I think we've had this question before, how are street names decided for subdivisions? Who's responsible for naming them? And is there any naming pattern? Are there any naming pattern rules? Annette asks. I think the answer we've had before is the developer gets to decide, but I'm sure they have to be approved by the municipality. But we'll see if somebody can give us a little bit more info on that. James emailed us and says, east of Alvarado, there's a huge metal structure that appears to still be under construction. It's quite impressive. Does anyone know what its purpose is? He just says, east of Alvarado, a huge metal structure. So somebody maybe will know what that is. Wasiu emailed us and says, I'd like to know if there's a way to listen to UEFA Champions League soccer games on the radio in the U.S., preferably not satellite radio. Does anybody know where to find the UEFA Champions League soccer games on radio? Let us know. And Esther in Dallas says, I put a bunch of batteries loose in a drawer after the package they were in fell apart. But my neighbor told me that loose batteries like that will rub against each other and combust, start a big fire, and burn my house down. Esther asks, is she correct, or can I continue to dump the batteries in a drawer, taking one out when I need it? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We'll see if we get an answer for you. And let's talk next to Ann in Coppell. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. So I have another mystery that may be related to a power line. Last Sunday morning, we were driving up I-35E mm-hmm. to Louisville toward Denton, and we went under one of those giant power lines just before we went over the Louisville Lake Bridge. And off to the west, we could see the hot air balloons that were beautiful. And all of a sudden, our morning edition on KERA went fuzzy, and then the radio started jumping channels. And it wasn't just KERA. It was any channel we put it on. It would jump off of that channel. And that continued all the way to our destination up near Highway 380. And then spent the morning, and then we came back, and it did it all the way back through and almost to the exact same place. It quit doing it, and it has not done it at all this week.
Hmm.
And so it really seemed to be geographically based. So if anybody knows why a car radio would jump channels like that in a certain area, I'd appreciate knowing.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Line open 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Charles in Dallas. Hello, Charles.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm just curious. I drove downtown yesterday and thought I would stop by the farmer's market and pick up some fresh vegetables, and the farmer's market is just about gone. There were four vendors in a little building, and they said they're all that's left.
Hmm.
What's
so your question is, what's going on? Okay, well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Is it gone? Or are they doing away with it? Because it's big, huge.
Think so.
Construction site in front. They said that was condominiums.
Well, we'll see if somebody knows, Charles.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. As we go to the break, Dan in Dallas emails us wondering, why are Texas lakes not named consistently? He says, why are some lakes called Blank Lake and others called Lake Blank? For example, Lake Ray Hubbard or Joe Pool Lake. Does anybody know? Well, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back with more of your questions and your answers in just a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. A little programming note, next week the show will be on holiday. We're going to bring you an American Radio Works special about why students choose historically black colleges and universities. It's a great show. It features people from all over the country, including some students from right here at Paul Quinn College in North Texas. So that's next week, and then we'll be back the Friday before Labor Day for another live edition of the show. But tune in next Friday at noon for the American Radio Works special broadcast. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372, and let's talk to Julie in Dallas. Hello, Julie. Julie, are you with us?
Hi there.
Hey there.
I'm with you now.
Go right ahead.
The lady who questioned about source of trees for a park walking path.
Yeah.
I write for a publication called Green Source DFW, the online environmental newsletter, and got to interview two different organizations that do exactly that. They plant trees. One is the Texas Trees Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's been around a long time. And another one, the Trust for Public Land. So if she wanted to contact the Texas Trees Foundation,
mm-hmm.
they've already targeted almost 2 million tree planting sites in Dallas that they hope to complete in the next 7 years. Who knows, that park might be on their map already.
Right. Okay, great.
And the other one is tpl.org.
Very good. Julie, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is David calling from Dallas. Hello, David.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Regarding the farmer's market, I'm the construction manager in charge of Shed 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're building kind of like a specialty food court the size of a football field. And the vegetables are still available at Shed 1, kind of catty corner across Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were in the past, I've been coming here. My mom dragged me here when we were kids. They're primarily a weekend kind of deal. So if you come in the middle of the week, there's probably not going to be a whole lot of guys there.
Right.
But here in, I don't know, a few months, you should see a whole bunch of specialty food shops inside Shed 2, and that's pretty much what's going on.
All right. Hey, David, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
All right.
Thanks.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Maggie in Fort Worth. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
The first request for information you read had to do with gardenias.
Mm-hmm.
And gardenias are not native in Texas. They have a really hard time here. So somebody replanting it in the sun is guaranteeing it will not make it. If you treat it like azaleas or rhododendrons, mm-hmm. which are also native in the Pacific Northwest and Asia, you'll have better luck. The Dirt Doctor site has a recipe for the mix that you would prepare. Make your soil rich, well-drained, organic matter, acid. And it's like planting blueberries as well.
Okay.
And keep it shade or partial shade. Sun will just fry it.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Pam says, on those home health supplies, the VNA, Visiting Nurse Association program, also welcomes those donations. So there's another place that you can give those supplies. A new life. Brian says on the street names, Brian emails and says, the names are assigned by developers, but you can petition a city to change the name of a street or even a portion of a street's name if you don't like it. We got a question from a different Brian. This one's spelled with a Y in Dallas. Asking, does Univision or other Spanish language channels, do they offer English subtitles? He says, I've not been able to find any. Anybody know? Let's see. Esther wants to know if anyone knows of a charitable organization, preferably in Fort Worth or Arlington, that accepts gently used men's business clothing for distributions to individuals in need for job interviews, etc. We've had the recommendation on home household stuff from Mission Arlington before, Esther. So you might check with them, and if they can't use it, they might know somebody who does or who could use it. So there's one lead there, and we'll see if we get some others for you as well. Let's go back to the phones next and talk to Vin in Oak Cliff. Hello, Vin.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
My question relates to the tree trimming that, at least in my house, was done on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, I can't figure out who to contact. About two-thirds of the tree was removed, and what's been left is a horrible eyesore. I contacted my city council person, and the response back was, thank you, keep us informed. And that was not what I wanted. I don't know where to go from here because the tree has been so mangled that it really needs to come down.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so who do I contact to address this?
Was the tree near power lines, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I understand the need to trim, trim that, but to leave it like this, it's just, my neighbors have come over and said, what did you do?
Right. It was probably a crew contracted by Encore. So you might contact Encore and see if they can, remediate the situation or talk to somebody there to find out, what can be done. We'll see if somebody has another suggestion for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Ken in Garland. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Jeff. Question, our subject is bird baths. We've got a masonry concrete bird bath with a crack in it, and we'd like to seal it, but we're a little concerned about an adhesive leaching something into the water that wouldn't be good for the birds. So I wonder if someone has a suggestion in that regard.
All right. We'll see what we hear for you.
Thanks, Jeff. Right. Bye-bye.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Rebecca in Burleson. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey.
Hi there.
So, in answer to the question about the metal structure,
mm-hmm.
if it's the one that's off of 67, I'm pretty sure it's there for lattice tower testing. So they test the steel and the metal. So the company does testing on metal at that site.
Ah, okay.
So it always looks unfinished.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
We got confirmation on this via email to anything@kera.org from Sam in Duncanville, who says, this is a tower structure testing facility, a very unique business. He says, always new and different shaped tower structures going up and down there. So sounds like we win on that one. Let's see. Somebody wants to know if the DFW area or even Austin has an old-fashioned ice cream parlor. Our listener says, I've lived here for 9 years, haven't found one. Something that compares to Antoinette's in Lancaster, New York, which I'll bet you can look up. I bet we can look that up and see what pictures look like. So does anybody know if there's an antique or old-fashioned ice cream parlor in the DFW or Austin area that we can point our listener to? And let's see, we got an email here from Nancy who wants to know if anybody knows what happened to the Super Salad at Park Lane and 75 Central Expressway. Nancy says it appears closed, but still shows up on as open on Yelp. Does anyone know what happened to the Super Salad at Park Lane and 75? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Efren tweeted and says, regarding the UEFA Champions League matches, there's an app called TuneIn Radio, and you can check livesoccertv.com for radio stations and channels. So try TuneIn Radio, the app, or livesoccertv.com to find out which stations. Great. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
The farmers market, I've been going weekly through the summer for 25 years. I think the developer is giving you a developer's point of view. Mr. Limley, who is the premier farmer down there, they've been coming always. He says this is their last year to come there, that all the farmers are being squeezed out, and they're putting in, like, cookie sales people and syrup and those kinds of things. People, not farmers anymore, that they were basically squeezed out, and the developers have taken over, and they're building these big condominiums. So that's what Mr. Limley says.
All right. Mary, thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Paul in Dallas says, on that high humidity question for your AC, he says the catch pan at the bottom of the AC unit is probably not draining. Relative humidity in a Dallas house during the summer should be about 50% plus or minus 10%. So 70% is a little high. According to this, at least 10% high. So check your drain catch pan and see if it's draining. On the batteries question in the drawer, this is from Daryl, who says, for batteries to discharge fast enough to start a fire, they must be connected in a complete circuit. For example, in a loop with each battery, top, cap, snugly touching the adjacent bottom cap. He says the probability of this happening with randomly placed batteries is extremely small. However, to be on the safe side, it's a good idea to make sure they cannot accidentally touch to make a circuit. A rumpled towel or something similar will keep the batteries from moving around. Simply contacting side by side does not make a circuit. And he says small batteries usually don't have enough energy to get hot enough to start a fire anyway. So there is the email from Daryl about the batteries question. Thanks, Daryl. Let's see. We got, this is from Liz, who says, Beth Marie's in Denton is probably one of the most old-fashioned ice cream shops, although Liz says, I don't know how authentic. There's an original location on the square, Beth Marie's in Denton. 800-933-5372. We're getting a couple of these, a couple of answers on these. Nancy says, try Henry's Homemade Ice Cream in Plano. And let's see, we got an answer from Kevin. Also says Beth Marie's on the square in Denton. Thanks for those answers. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Julie calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Julie.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Just a quick question. I'm looking for a smoke-free karaoke location in the Fort Worth area, this side of town. And also, I have a quick answer as well about donating unused medical supplies mm-hmm. for home care. A lot of veterinary clinics can use certain types of, bed protector, incontinent pads, and unused fluids, like IV fluids and that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of stuff that that people also often donate to vet clinics or shelters as well.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Julie. We'll see. We're almost out of time today, so we'll see if we get an answer for you in 2 weeks.
Thanks.
Two weeks on the smoke-free karaoke in Fort Worth area. Let's see. A bunch of tweets on various things. Jay says, the farmer's market will be condos and market with shops and places to eat. Let's see. Also adds, the Highland Park soda fountain on Knox has a very retro, early 20th century feel. So there's another ice cream parlor soda fountain kind of place. Let's see. Geronimo tweeted me and says, I also would recommend Beth Marie's in Denton on the square. Says it's pretty close. And that's what Christine in Louisville says. Very vintage feel, not just in the store, but throughout Denton's historic square. Beth Marie's has lots of unique flavors, sundaes, shakes. And Christine votes for the butter brickle. And let's see. This is from Peggy, who says, loose 9-volt batteries have caused fires. They can accidentally charge and create a spark. So, you know, just take care in how you store your batteries. Before we leave you today, though, I want to remind you that show will be off next week. So don't worry. We're going to have an American Radio Works special broadcast for you next week. And then we'll be back on, I think it's September the 4th, for another live round of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Phones are answered by Fiona Norton, and podcast produced by Christine McConnell. You can find that at kera.org/anything. Subscribe. There's a little button at the top of the page where you can sign up for that, or you can listen to the last 10 shows or so on that page, or download them, whatever you want to do. You can have them all to yourself. And reach out to us with questions, answers, musings, thoughts, anything at kera.org. Find me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington. But most importantly, thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend. See you soon.